It's good to be in the Lord's house. The psalmist David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'd like for you to take your Bibles, if you would please, and turn with me to 2 Timothy. I want to read to you here in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're living in the last days. I don't believe it's going to be long till the rapture takes place. I don't know about you. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the uppertaker. But in the meantime, we need to stand. We need to stand for what's right. We need to stand in the day and hour in which you and I are living. And I don't like what's going on in our nation no more than you do. I believe that our nation has turned her back on God, and therefore God has turned his back on our nation. And we are in a bad way in this country. You know, I stop and think about how it was when I was a young man. A man could get a job and expect to be able to stay there and retire from it. But this day and time, there's no security in the jobs today that's been offered to the people of our land. But, you know, I believe we're reaping what we sow as a nation. You know, I think about over there in Jeremiah, before I read there in 2 Timothy, I'd like you to turn to Jeremiah, if you would, just for a minute. I want to read about three verses to you in Jeremiah chapter number 2. Verse 11 says, hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which doeth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. Now, he didn't say the lost people. He said, my people. If you're here today and you know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin, if you know him as your Lord, we know that he said here in verse number 13, for if my people, he says, for my people have committed two evils. Now I want you to look at the two evils he's talking about here. He says, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. That's the first thing that they have done. Our churches across America, the problem began here in the pulpits across America. They no longer, you take 90% of the churches across America no longer preach the Word of God. Now you say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, if you don't have a man standing and preaching the old King James Bible, he is not preaching the Word of God. Now, you want to know how many Bibles there is today in our day? One. One Bible. That's the old King James Bible. Every other one is given and has been written because of filthy lucre. Those men want to line their pockets. They're not worrying about the souls of men and women today. They're more interested in lining their pockets and having things for themselves and making a name for themselves. But bless God, I'd rather be just an old sinner saved by the grace of God, washed in the blood of Christ, and have my name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and want to walk with the Lord in the light of His Word and stand for Him till the day He takes me home than anything else that I know. And He said, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. We have a nation that's religious. We have a nation that today in our public schools, they will permit the Quran to be read. They'll commit witchcraft to be taught. Harry Potter, they'll put it in the libraries across America, but not the old King James Bible. You and I need to get back to the old past. Jeremiah cried out to the people in his days. He said, I want you to stand in the way. I want you to see. And I want you to ask for the old paths. And he said, and walk ye therein. But we now today have hewn out cisterns. We've hewn out broken cisterns. They can hold no water, amen. And God's word makes it pretty plain that this has come to pass in our day, in our hour, in the day and hour that you and I live. Our nation has turned her back upon God, and that's the problem with our nation today. We have a nation that has sought everything else but what God would have them to seek after, and that's why the blessings has left our nation. You mark her down. I want you to know something, that Obama was put in there because our nation has turned their back on God. You can say, well now, preacher, I don't agree with that. That's all right, bless God. I still believe that the reason that man's in there is because of what we that's called by the name of the Lord have done and have not stood like we should in the pulpits across America. Look here in chapter number 3 now, 2 Timothy. Verse number 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. You're living in dangerous times. Up around the greater Cincinnati area, it's not safe to walk on the streets of Cincinnati, even in the daytime. You take some of those dope dealers, and I'll tell you what, we've got a nation that's depending on dope. That's what we've got. We've got a nation that no longer seeks after God. We've got a nation that has turned her back on God. And now because our nation has turned her back on God, just like over there in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 1, God said to those in that day and hour, he says, because I have called unto you and you refuse. Because I have called and you would not listen. He says there's going to come a day when you're going to call on me and I will not be there. I will not hear. I will not answer. And I believe today that's what we have gotten as a nation and come to as a nation. And we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. And so the Bible says here in verse number 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. You and I today, we see around about us that men today that used to be concerned about their neighbors used to be concerned about their community in which they live, but now no longer is it that way. They're all seeking for their own profit. They're all seeking for their own good. Our nation has turned her back on God, and we need some old-fashioned hellfire and brimstone preachers with a backbone like a cross tie to lift up their voice and cry out aloud against sin. That's what we need across America. And I'd like to see some of you young men of God put his hand upon you and have the power of God upon you and where you'll stand. Because these old preachers that's standing today is one day going to move off the scene. And if the Lord tarries, he's coming. You're going to have to carry the torch if there's any hope for our nation. But we're living in a day and an hour where men shall be lovers of their own selves, to be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Bless God, I want you to know that you and I are living in a day and hour when things are looking pretty dim. And I want you to know the future of a lost man is dim. But I want you to know that the future for a child of God, a future for those of us that are saved, we've got a blessed hope to look forward to. And I'm glad I've got that blessed hope, Brother Arnold. I'm glad that I've got somebody that I can look to. I'm glad that I've got that blessed hope, amen. I'm going to leave out of here one of these days, and I'm looking forward to that blessed hope that you and I have as a child of God. And Jesus is coming back, by the way, no matter what the scoffers may say, no matter what the government may say, what they're going to have the hope for us. But bless God, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. And bless God, one of these days, my hope is going to turn into reality. I'm going to leave out of here with a shout, amen, and I'm going to go yonder to be with Him who loved me and gave Himself for me. I don't know about you, I get excited when I get to thinking about what Jesus said there in John chapter 14. You know, He had told His disciples, He said, I want you to know, I don't want your hearts to be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. And He says, I want you to know that I'm going to go away. But He said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I want you to know, friend, He's coming again. You and I need to look for that blessed hope as a child of God. We need to get our eyes focused upon Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. I like what Brother Raines said last night. If we get to looking at circumstances, we get to looking at problems. We're looking too low, bless God. We need to look up. If you're going to finish your course, if you're going to do what you ought to do, you're going to have to look to Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith. And we're going to finish our course. But in the meantime, you and I are down here in this old nasty now. We need to get our eyes upon Jesus, because we've got someone waiting for us. Amen. We've got that blessed hope. And I want you to know we're living in some times that Paul talked about here in 2 Corinthians and in 2 Timothy. And you know, Paul talked about some of those preachers in his day, that's in our day today. He said, such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the angel of light. And no marvel, for Satan himself was transformed into an angel of light. I want you to know, my friend, not every man that stands in a pulpit today across America is God's man. We need to stand. We're living in some rough times. We need to get our eyes back on Jesus. You know, we're living in a day and hour without natural affection. I've seen some men that I thought would never compromise. I've seen some families that were solid, torn apart, because they got their eyes. Now you listen to Brother Queen. They got their eyes on circumstances. They got their eyes on people. And did not keep them upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what happens. When you get your eyes off the Lord, I'm going to tell you the arm of flesh is going to fail you. I don't care whether it's swinging on Tom Queen, Orville Duncan, or Brother Bobby Carrico, or any of you other men. The arm of flesh is going to fail us. But I want you to know there's one in heaven, bless God, that you and I can look to. And we don't have to worry about him failing us. If there's ever going to be any failing done, it'll not be on his part. He'll carry out his word. The promises he made is secure, amen. You can trust them. But I want you to know that he's the one that's made some promises that's able to keep. You might make some promises of people. You might not be able to keep. But when he makes a promise, he keeps it. So if there ain't any failing done, don't blame God. Don't blame his son who loved you and died for you. You better look at yourself. That's right. Any failing done, it's going to be on our part. Amen. He said here, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers, those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. You know, there are so many people today, you know, you're looking for one more thrill. One more big time. But let me tell you something. There is pleasure in sin. Remember, Brother Queen said there's pleasure in sin because God's Word says there's pleasure in sin. But can I tell you it's only for a while? Sin will cost you more than what you want to pay. You'll pay more than what you want to pay. And it'll take you longer to get back on the right path than you think it will. So what you and I need to do is get our eyes fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ in these wicked days that we're living in. And so the Bible says here, I believe it is, that we have a generation that has a form of godliness, according to verse number 5 here of 2 Timothy chapter 3. You know, there's when I look at a form, I look at a place where somebody's fixing to pour some concrete in. They got a form built up, and it's empty. You know, there's a lot of religious activities going on today, but it's only a form, amen. And I want you to know it's empty. There's no hope in it. There's no help in it. There's no any substance there that'll help anybody. It'll give you a false hope. It'll cause you, my friend, to put your trust in something else other than the blood of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to get back to the old paths today. He said, you're having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Brother, would you turn me down just a little bit? It's squealing up here. All right, thank you. The Bible says here in verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You know, God ain't lost any of his power. Not one bit. He has power today to do what he promised he'd do. And I want you to know God can still heal today. Do you believe that, huh? I believe he can. You know, I believe that what a lot of times what you and I do, we go to the doctor before we go to Dr. Jesus. And I think a lot of times what God wants us to do is pray about some things, but before we run to the doctor. You know, and I'm not against doctors. Don't you think that Brother Queen's against doctors? Amen. Doctors is good, and we need doctors and nurses today. But a lot of times we have a lot of depression and things coming in the lives of God's people because they're not where they ought to be as a child of God, and their lives are not where they should be. Amen? We need to realize that. And so the Bible says here, from the sort that has a form of godliness and denies the power thereof, we're to turn away from them. Amen? Just like Brother Duncan was talking about some of those men across America today, and I don't know, there may be some here that think it's all right to use some other translation of the Bible. Bless God, if you believe that, I want you to know that you need to get right with God and get some sins underneath the blood of Christ and make your life count for the Lord Jesus Christ and stay away from those things that'll deceive you. I believe God's in the business of preserving His Word. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew chapter number 24 and verse 35, Jesus said, "Thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven," in Psalms. But I want you to know, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Amen. In other words, He's going to keep it. Amen. It's preserved in heaven. You can rest assured. It's settled in heaven. Amen. And we need to stand on this old book right here that I hold in my hand. And that's what we need to do as a child of God. But we are living in a day and an hour, my friend, we see the day and the hour. He said, "For this sort are they which creep into houses, leading captive silly women, laden with sin, led away with divers lusts, and they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth." You know, when that atheist comes along and he says, "There is no God," that is that he knows of, amen. But I want you to know there is a God in heaven, amen. And every knee's going to bow, every tongue's going to confess to the glory of God that Jesus is Lord of all. And we need to get back to the old paths and the old ways and live for God and serve Him out of a heart of love. We need some men today in the church that's like old Abraham. God said about him, "I know him. I know what he'll do. He'll command his household to serve him and to keep his statutes and his commandments." Amen. You know what else we need in America today? And in the churches across America, we need some Joshuas. Yes, amen. We need some Joshuas that'll draw a line and say, "Now come on, you of my family, I want you to come over here and stand with me." And say to the rest of them, he said, "Me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." He says, "Now you choose who you're going to serve." And I believe we need to choose wisely. We need to choose to serve the Lord. Now, I want you to know, I can't find a quitting place. I can't find a stopping place, brother. Right. You and I need to stay on the fire. There's a work to be done. And the reason our nation is in the shape that it is, by the way, Jesus still says this, young men, young women. He said, "If any man come after me, anyone, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." You know what that means? I'm going to have to deny myself of some time to get along and pray and seek God's face. I'm going to have to take some time, Brother Orville, to study that old book right there. And I'm going to have to take some time to go and tell others what Jesus Christ has done for me. And by the way, you know, if some people, they go around, they talk about, now listen to me, they talk about how hard that they've got it and how the devil's beat them up all week long. You know what we ought to do? We ought to change that around. We ought to begin to tell people how good God's been to them. We ought to tell them what He's done for us, amen. I want you to know He's done a lot for this old boy. I've got a lot to be thankful for, and you do too, amen. We ought to thank God for what He's done for us, what He's given us, instead of going around complaining all the time and telling people how that it's so rough, I just don't know whether I can make it or not. I think I'll just throw in the towel and quit. You know, God don't want you to do that. God wants you to stand, amen. He wants you to serve Him out of a heart of love. He wants you to lift up your voice and praise Him where others can hear you, amen. The joy of the Lord, your strength, amen. He said here, want you to go over here, if you would, in the book of Jeremiah. Again, I want to show you something. Jeremiah chapter number 23, if you would, please. There are some things that I want to read to you here. You know, one day the Lord's going to come back and He's going to set up His kingdom here upon the earth. But you know, the day the Lord's going to come that He'll raise up unto Him David, a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. And I find that in verse number 5 of Jeremiah chapter 23. Verse 6 says, in his days, Judah shall be saved and Israel shall dwell safely. She's not dwelling safely right now. She may be back in the homeland, brother, but she's not safe. Obama, when he gets through, he's going to be supporting and helping the Arabs instead of helping Israel. And it's still in the book, I'll bless them that bless thee. Talking about Abraham and his seed. I'll bless them that bless thee and I'll curse them that curse thee. It's still in the book. It's still true today. Amen. And we better be a friend to Israel as long as we're a nation. Amen. We better be a friend to them. But he said here, in his day, Judah shall be saved and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Now, let me tell you something. Everybody's wanting to proclaim their righteousness. But I'm going to tell you what you better do. You better begin to proclaim His righteousness. Because He's the only righteous one. He's the one that can help us. He's the one that we need to strengthen us and help us in these day and hour in which you and I live. Amen. Now listen. There is some men today that's standing in pulpits today, and Jeremiah warned about them in his day. Drop down to verse 11 here of Jeremiah chapter 23. The Bible says, for both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Now look at verse 12 here. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways. Now you people may think that they're going to get away with the things that they're doing today, but God says in His Word about those false teachers and false prophets and those men that have turned away from the Word of God and doing what they want to do, God says this about them in verse 12, wherefore their ways shall be unto them as slippery ways, and the darkness they shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. Now you listen to Brother Queen. Out in the future, not too far off, we're going to leave out of here, those of us that are saved. I want you to know those that think that they've got everything under control and everything in their hands right now, think that they're running and ruling things, God says to them that they're going to have troubles and heartaches and sorrow. I'm glad that I'm not going to be left here. And if there's anybody here that claims to be saved and don't believe in the premillennial view of the second coming of the Lord, I want you to study the Word of God and rightly divide it, because the next thing on God's calendar is the rapture. And after the rapture, my friend, the 70th week of Daniel is going to be fulfilled. Did you know 69 weeks of the 70 weeks is already fulfilled? And there was a period of time between the 69th and 70th week, which is called the church age. And by the way, the church is winding down. We're getting to the end of the church age. And you and I need to be found faithful to God and serve Him till He takes us home. That's what we need to do. But you and I are living in some perilous times, some rough times. And you know, God says about most of these preachers today standing in pulpits across America, I believe He said this about them in verse number 21 here, Jeremiah chapter number 23. He said, I have not sent thee these prophets, yet they reign. I have not spoken to them, yet they have prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. You know, that's what we've got a problem with today. Men are not preaching the Word of God. I thank God for this place. I thank God for the men that's here. But I still believe that we need to preach these things here to warn people and to warn the young men and young women today that's coming up to stick with the old King James Bible and serve God out of a heart of love and hold on to the old paths and the old ways, because, my friend, we're living in wicked and perilous times. That's what we need to do. Well, my time is up. Come on, brother.